The next patient is Mary K. Schuck. The last name is S-C-H-U-C-K. First name, M-A-R-Y-K-A-Y. Clinical case of a 67-year-old white female with a CKD stage 3A. A3, period. The patient has a liver transplant, status post liver cirrhosis associated to hepatitis C and liver malignancy. The surgery was done in 2010 while she was up in New York. In the latest laboratory workup, the patient has serum creatinine of 1.3. A BUN that is 9. An estimated EFR that is 45 mLs per minute. And serum electrolytes that are normal. And the fasting sugar was 86. From that point of view, the patient remains very stable. The patient was placed in Jardiance. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 580 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine. We are going to increase the Jardiance from 10 milligrams to 25 milligrams, period. Number two, the patient is a status post upper lobe robotic excision of the lobe, right upper lobe pneumonectomy, robotic surgery. The dissection, they remove 11 lymph nodes. One of the margins has cancer, and the patient has in several of the lymph nodes evidence of adenocarcinoma. The patient is followed by Dr. Shah. The plan of therapy is going to be decided after the evaluation with the hip pathologist, the past history regarding the liver cancer and the status post liver transplant. Whether or not chemotherapy will be given, whether or not immune therapy is going to be part of the management. We are going to be attentive to the decision from the kidney point of view. I don't have any absolute contraindication for the administration of cisplatin or carboplatin, and given the fact that the patient has a significant disease, period. We will monitor very closely. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs, following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number, history of hepatitis C and malignancy of the liver treated with transplant. Following number, degenerative joint disease. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient quit smoking in August. The tacrolimus level is 4.4, which is adequate. The patient will be reevaluated in 2.5 months. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the hospitalizations and the labs. in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.